At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Oh, people at home!
What's up with that?
Talk to you.
Baby!
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the Dipper Dots.
Move to the music, play the music. Move it to the music, yeah.
Acknowledge me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney, and I am the artist formerly known as Pizza Funny, and I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him. It is him. It doth be DPP.
And a hell of a week of wrestling, PC.
Yeah, there's a couple big things to talk about. I made a lot of promises yesterday, and Dave Ungar will not be. Dave Ungar will not be here, by the way.
That's too bad.
I don't. AJ was a minute away from his driveway 17 minutes ago and is still not appeared on our Skype call, but I am hoping that at the very least he will be here by the time it's time to start trivia.
It's a long ass driveway.
I would hate to shovel that one. Oof. Or take the garbage out, get the mail.
Any of it. Unless I got like an ATV or something, maybe. Then I'm down.
Mm. A terrestrial vehicle?
All terrain?
Cool. All terrain venoms? Venom is all terrain kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of. You can kind of do anything.
Yeah.
You can attach to all terrains.
So. Yeah. Like he's a horse in the new one. Like we get horse venom, like takes horse over venom. A horse.
Yeah.
Yeah,
jumps
we do.
Jumps right off a cliff.
Yeah. No, I don't. Does he?
I thought that was the scene, right? Wasn't it? Like when he took over the horse they were riding and he'd like leaped off a cliff or something?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to go. I probably won't go back and watch it, but yeah, because I probably won't watch the movie either, but that's okay.
Oh, you watch the movie. I'll let you know how it happens.
Well, just like tell me what. Well, yeah, that's fine. I probably won't care then.
You'll catch it on FX or something, I'm sure.
Yes. You know how loyal my viewership is to the FX station. I believe it's 248. Is it 248 on my DirecTV? Here, let me turn on the guide right now. No, I didn't say unmute the fucking TV. Yep, there it is. FX right now. As we record, there's a Ryan Reynolds movie playing. Can you guess which one?
Ooh, Free Guy.
Fuck you, yes. Ring the bell. And Fast and the Furious, Hobbs and Shaw is on that.
Yeah. It's a quality evening of movies.
I'm such a big FX fan, I didn't even need to actually turn the guide on to know what channel it was or what was on, because I already knew all that.
good for you.
Not true.
I'm in the streaming line of things with YouTube TV, and they don't have channel numbers, so it's like, you know, it's a couple clicks down when I go to live guide. That's about all I know.
So
I don't have numbers that so I can click for channels. So it's weird.
On my YouTube app on my PlayStation, watching on TV, where I watch Kill Tony, basically, every Monday night or Tuesday night. It doesn't come on until 8, and it's like 2 hours long, and I get really drunk, so it's like, you know, we'll just start drinking at like 5 on Tuesday, get to bed early. It's your fun day during the week. But anyway, I wasn't logged in. I was like watching as guest, right? And sometimes I would be like, I'll start watching it, and then there's another show on Tuesday I like to watch, and I watch half and then come back. Well, I was as guest that would fucking not keep my place. I'm like, oh, fuck, you know, so you have to back through. And some of them you can't fast forward back through because then you have to watch the commercials again to skip the points,
mm-hmm.
right? So I'm like, oh, shit, I guess I got to make a weird-ass fucking Gmail account away from my other shit so I can log into fucking YouTube on my PlayStation.
But not,
anyway.
But not get all those dumbass emails. So, yeah.
Well, I don't check the email that I put it under.
That's
so
what I mean.
No big
like,
deal,
that's why you create the dummy email or something so you don't have to keep looking at it.
Right. All right, folks.
Speaking
I knew
of
that
dummies.
If I talked long enough. Wow, I wasn't going to go there, but the
yeah.
Trickster is here, AJ Blaz. DP, I need you to turn your camera on and off for me.
Son of a bitch.
Bon of a sitch. Sorry about that. Doing all right. Had to
all good, brother.
Gun it home from work, so these guys are not used to me looking like Andrew with the polo shirt and everything on.
Yeah, like a respectable human being. So while you...
Yeah, I know, right? Fuck that.
We're going to take a commercial break, though, and when we come back, we're going to get into what we're going to get into today, because I almost gave away the Big Show sheet, but we'll do that when we come back. AJ Blaz, DPP, PC Tunney, DWI 437, right here, ChairShot Radio Network, a part of the ChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever, and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask New People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. if he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Marino take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
And don't forget about ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Check it out. Get yourself a shirt in soft style. Makes a great gift as well. That's ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot.
Well,
we're waiting.
Well, it's the big show.
What was that?
Dan got it.
I figured it out.
Anyways, it's a new Big Show sheet. You waited that entire time for that, didn't you, Tony?
Okay, so Clash review. Drew quits. Trivia from the Trickster. And last call. We're going to get sick. We're going to get sick. Talk about some murders. TPP, ring the bell.
Show's going to get a little dark.
I don't think Ray or Chris are stopping by, or Rob. No?
No, I got it. I'm not acknowledging it, but I got it. Funny.
I thought that was funny. I'm comfortable enough in who I am. And I thought that was fucking hilarious.
I guess you could say that was a little dark.
Ooh. I see, yours was worse.
Don't care.
Look for a brand new show from Ray Cash Sunday morning. Return of Carl. Carl's back. There you go.
Nice, nice. Love to hear it.
All right, this week on this show, though, we're going to get into a Clash review. Drew quits, like I said. Trivia, Wyatt 6, DPP. Did you ring the bell already? Did we do
sure
that?
Sure did. Ding, ding.
All right. And then I made that racist joke. So here we go. How'd you guys enjoy the Clash?
It's a little awkward, thought. There's just a lot of unfortunate botched moves that happened. Women's tag match got a little sloppy at the end. It was tough. I didn't like it as much as I wanted to. Crowd was hot. Loved it. Thought the ending was very well done. And PC Tunney was right on the who should open the show. And close. So
yeah, I got the order right, but I thought Drew was gonna win. AJ, how'd you enjoy the show?
I mean, I enjoyed it except for the match that Dan talked about, which we'll talk about later on. It was a damn good show, and I agree with Tunney. I wanted Drew to win as well, but
I don't know if I wanted him to win, but I predicted him to win.
But we'll see how everything goes forward, since you alluded to something else. So let's just go over Clash, right?
Yeah, let's talk about those tag team titles changing hands, AJ. What'd you think? I know there was some missteps by not just Jade in this match either.
Yeah, there were a lot of missteps in the match. It was very clunky, to say the least, where I know that they want to showcase Jade more and show her as like this powerhouse, the superstar and everything else, where I'm pretty sure all of us agreed on our level where she needs a lot more practice when it comes to things. Cause she looks the part, but she's not walking the walk per se, where it, she's looking very green. I even had an old coworker of mine that watched wrestling, where he was like, I don't think they are helping Jade in any way, shape, or form here.
Is this a former coworker of yours or someone who is older in age? Oh, okay, okay.
Former coworker, but is also older in age.
I have an old coworker. I didn't know if it was like
no
person.
I mean, it's kind of the same boat, but it's a former coworker that watched it, and he just goes, "I don't know about Jade. Like, I understand they're making her this big star, but she needs to get the grasp of everything still, because, like you said, that ending was so sloppy, where Zoe Stark and Shayna Baszler were doing their bad bitch gimmick. They actually looked the best in that, but around the end, where as soon as Jade did the springboard, and I'm not saying that the springboard was the problem. It was everything after, where the springboard happened, and then it just looked like everything got flustered, like, oh god, what to do now? Improvise, oh my gosh, improvise, and then like a boom falls down and a light fixture and everything else. It just seemed like it was just a giant, like, madhouse as soon as that botch happened, where it was like, all right, what do we have to do next? And then it just looked sloppy. Grats to the natives. Alba and Isla Dawn, the unholy union, I think they're called. So, grats to them. But we need to kind of make sure that things are looking on the up and up with everything going forward for everyone involved.
Yeah, it was like chaos. It was too much chaos. And they can easily fix that by just simplifying things, you know, especially when it comes down to the end, because you try and make, you know, those, that big hot tag, and you know, you want to hit all these spots and stuff like that, especially in a triple threat, makes it a lot harder. You could fix that by like just simplifying the match at the ending, simplifying the endings a little bit more. And I think that would help. And I don't have anything wrong with the botched springboard, but then there's just too much other stuff that just like goes, oh fuck. And it just looks awkward and looks like somebody doesn't know what they're doing kind of thing. So it's just simplify that stuff, and it'd be totally fine. And I thought I saw some stuff out there where, like, at even the first match, AJ Styles, when he was in there, the ref was telling him about the ropes, that they were all messed up and or different or something. And you could see that, you know, in the rest of the show, and things just didn't seem to work out too well. But I wasn't expecting the tag team title change. I know we wanted to see Bianca and Jade hold it for a little while, but that was a nice, you know, moment for the Scotsman to get some locals to win. We thought it might be McIntyre, but otherwise, like, that's really cool to see him with the titles, and hopefully they're, you know, we'll see what goes on next. But yeah, just tough match.
I hope they keep Jade and Bianca together. And I hope they win the titles back and go on another run. SummerSlam could be a good place for that, you know, start a little rivalry. But guys, let me tell you something. By the time we get to WrestleMania, no one's going to care about any of this stuff. Jade's going to be fine. She's not going anywhere. She's not going down to NXT. She's not going off TV for 6 months to go train off TV. Take all that out of your fucking mind. Just like I told you when they signed her, she was never going to be in NXT full time, ever. Well, she still isn't. It's going to be fine. You know why? Because I said so.
That's why I say simplifying things. All you need to do.
Let's move on. Let's go backwards here. Cody and AJ started off with a fucking banger DP.
Pretty awesome. You know, that was a good call. You nailed that one.
That was what, about 35 minute match?
About a 30 minute match, I think, at least. You know, and yeah, they could rock it, and I quit matches make it that much more fun because it's basically no holds barred. You know, Cody comes right out bringing out the tables, and like, the first, like right off the bat, sets up the finish, like that was, which was kind of crazy, you know, got the tables all set up for the big fall later that AJ Styles would take. And yeah, both them being able to just kind of go out there and pump that crowd up, listen to them sing Cody's song and put on a hell of a match. Really interesting ending. You knew Cody's mom was going to get involved in it somehow because of the way they talked it up and
slap the taste of AJ Styles mouth.
Triple slap. And then
she hesitated on the first one.
She
was hesitant on the first one. She had to, like, she checked it and then she barely gave him. And then she leaned in on the second one. And then I don't think she was even supposed to do a third one, but by that time she was possessed, man. Yeah,
she was feeling it. She was ready to rock.
A lot of dodge after that third one. He was letting some chicklets loose and rattling in her.
Boy. Yeah, and he came to regret it at the end because even after he quit, Mama Rhodes kept saying, fucking hit him. Do it anyway. So Cody with a little bit of extra aggression there. I wonder if that'll come back in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, nearly 28 minutes here, AJ.
Yeah, 27 minutes, 45 seconds is what I have on that dossier. And that was a damn good match to start with.
We got
to
go officially. This show goes officially by cagematch.net. So we got to go 27:47.
Oh, boy.
All right, fuck you too. Anyway.
Because you know why, AJ? Because Wikipedia doesn't have 517 votes on this match to tell me what it's rated.
And you know, that's fair.
Oh, boy.
But regardless, close to a 30-minute match. It was a damn good match to start with, getting the crowd red hot. I absolutely love the fact that, you know, you had Mama Rhodes coming in there, slapping the taste out of AJ Styles' mouth, where... I agree with Dan. I don't think she was supposed to do a third one, but I think she went the one, didn't look good, but as soon as she tried to do the second one, it was like, I kind of whiffed it. It's like, no, I got to do a third one. I got to put some pepper on this.
She slapped your boy.
I don't care. He's being a dickhead.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny, AJ.
But that was a damn good match, especially with all the spots with AJ trying to do the wrapping the chain for the phenomenal forearm, getting a chair thrown in his face, going through the table.
Did we figure out Cody's next feud on Monday?
On Monday? No. It'll be Friday. It'll be Friday anyway.
My bad. Yeah, fucking.
So when you guys listen in, that's when we'll figure it out as well.
Tonight. You'll find out tonight, I think. Yeah. Where do you think it goes from there?
Well, talk about the post-match angle.
I was about to say.
Yeah, that's what I knew I was missing something, right? Solo comes out at the top of the ramp, and that's got to be where we're going then. So he won't rest the Money in the Bank then, I don't think.
Either that or it'll be a six-man.
Catch for the rules or something?
That should be a six-man.
It could be a six-man Bloodline versus Cody Orton and Owe.
No, one-on-one, no Bloodline if Cody... Same as... The other thing, stipulation for the tag match, for SummerSlam's match. Because Cody face Solo then, probably.
So, if that's the case, do we see maybe another Bloodline member come in? Maybe a Jacob Fatu or a Zilla?
I don't think you see any of that yet. I think the next thing you're going to see is Roman cost Solo the title at SummerSlam. And then you might see... When Roman gets back together with the Usos, you might see some other member of Solo's Bloodline because it doesn't look like The Rock's going to be around now till at least WrestleMania. Like, it doesn't...
Just after the Rumble? Probably not till after the Rumble, which would make sense.
Mm.
You know, why not?
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. So.
I mean, I would still like to see Rock coming in and make this a Civil War Bloodline versus Bloodline. War Games.
Well, I could see Rock not being advertised at all, and they don't talk about him at all because he's busy, and then instead he comes in to help Solo and them win the Civil War, where he doesn't have to do anything to be an insurance risk for whatever he's filming. And then he gets his time from, like, March and April, he can wrestle, and they don't have to worry about movie insurance. Like, that's
so
a real
basically
thing.
Like they did for Mania 32. Because I'm pretty sure that was the same. No, that was Rock and Rowan.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Where the 6 second match?
Just do one move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The quote unquote match.
He'll have a full. He'll be able to have full match at Mania, but he won't be able to do that in the fall leading up to Rumble or anything. I don't think.
Come
so that's why he can just come back and do a couple offensive, hit someone with a chair,
rock bottom Roman, spot, boom,
and then you don't have to
maybe get the weight belt into it.
Whoever owns the studio is going to be like, yeah, that's fine, you know.
you were going to do that in the movie anyway.
Just as long as right you know you're not going to get damaged in any way, shape, or form, go for it.
So, all right, let's keep it rolling here. Sami Zayn, no longer with us, Chad Gable. R.I.P. Chad Gable? That should be the name. Wait, there you go. R.I.P. Chad Gable, question mark.
R.I.P. Shorty G.
This is, let's just specifically talk. Well, we got to wait to talk about that. Wait. Damn it.
Talk about this.
Yeah,
first.
We got to wait. Okay, yeah. All right, fuck you, Dan. You talk about it then. God damn it.
Fantastic match. We thought this was going to be... when Otis, and the guys finally make their turn on Chad, but not quite yet. But they put on a hell of a match as usual. Chad Gable continues to shine. Really glad he re-signed, I think, was what it sounds like. So he's sticking around. And we got Chad accidentally gets pushed into Maxxine Dupri and hurts her leg even more. And Otis, what a lucky man. Got Mandy Rose to carry around for a while, and now Maxxine, that poor guy, let me tell you. And he walks away from Chad Gable, and we know what happened on Raw. Yeah. So
Otis, such a sad life that he's living. God damn, quote Dolph Ziggler, should have been me. But no, it was a good match. I wanted Chad Gable to win and then maybe do a program with Otis. But hey, there's other plans that we're going to talk about with everything going forward with that. It was a good match. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to throw like a Sami shooting one in the first print. I'm not going to be like one of those trolls, but.
How did they go?
But.
You make a stupid sound effect in front of me, I'm going to be like, hey, let's hear that again.
Let's hear that again. I'm going to show it on another show. You should just do that whenever anyone's just, when they're just on a rant, just be like, hold on. We got something from AJ. Just hear
it. Hey, AJ's trying to dynamite drop in, AJ. That broadcast has really paid off.
But no, I love the entire match that they had there, where they didn't have Gable just have a hissy fit in the ring. They had him sit in the ring and just be like, well, damn it, this is that was my absolute last opportunity. What else am I going to do with the 48 hours left I have of my life?
Nice.
You brilliant son of a bitch. Let's keep it rolling. Bailey, take care of Piper Niven. I thought this was a solid match. I think it's really good for Piper to have this match kind of across the pond in her home-ish territory, taking on Bailey. Bailey's just on a hell of a heater right now. I'm interested to see whether or not she can keep the belt past SummerSlam and what they're going to do next. But yeah, I mean, we all love Bailey. I think we all enjoy Piper Niven and Chelsea Green as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was a damn good match. And I mean, Chelsea Green wasn't even that involved that much. She had like two things of involvement, and then that wasn't Chelsea Green. Remember, that was Zack Ryder or something under the mask. I don't know.
But, Greeno de Chelsea.
Verde de Green. Yes. Verde de Chelsea. Yes. But it was a damn good match. Showcased Piper being a really good single star. Like, she definitely has it. I don't know if just having the accent might be difficult for people, because I know back in the Vince days, if you had an accent, That was kind of a no-no, where it's like, but we're not in those days anymore. So I definitely want to see Like, Bayley's on a run here with that championship. She's showing that she's the world champion for a reason. And Piper had a damn good showing. I'd like to see what's going to happen with her in the future.
I think they did a really good job at the end of that match, too. Like, you know, Bayley kind of standing there, like, going, like, yeah, you put me through a fight, you know, and acknowledging that, giving Piper, like, a good nod. Like, yep, that was fucking phenomenal. And, yeah, Piper Niven delivered. As we expected. I mean, it was a good chance to give her that chance to show off what she can actually do, you know, as a singles competitor, because if you didn't really watch NXT UK or anything else, you know, you haven't really seen a ton of stuff that she has done, and she's really good in the ring, and this was her chance to show that, and especially in front of the home country, is pretty badass. And there was a few times where I was like, you know what, maybe she does win it here. And, you know, especially after the, you know, Alba Fire and Isla Dawn won it, like, maybe they'll do a clean sweep.
You can also see Bayley putting someone like that over.
Yeah, that's exactly why I could see that happening. But, and I think she did put her over, you know, in a losing effort, but was just like, man, like, sold the shit out of that stuff and made them both look really damn good.
It gave her the nod of respect and everything at the end of that, going down the ramp, like, all right,
that was a fight.
Brings a little more to it. I definitely am not going to be a champion anymore.
So if anybody would be first in line to complain about the tension of said ropes at Clash at the Castle, I believe it would be the defending and successfully retaining Damian Priest, who damn near lost his foot, maybe, if you really want to think about how close that could have, how bad that could have been. If it was, he was trying to do the top rope front flip out to the outside, and yeah, the top rope just did not have enough hold to it. It was not tight enough. And that thing went down a few times on some people. And unfortunately for him, or maybe fortunately, honestly, he came away uninjured completely with maybe just a sore ankle and maybe a twisted his ankle, not even sprained it. Because that could have resulted in him breaking his neck.
Oh, yeah. Swinging back when
he could have went any which way from that, yeah, inside or outside of the ring, and broke his neck.
Yeah, and nobody was really there to catch it or do anything.
Here's my question. You know, you mentioned catching AJ being warned by the ref, and we talk about the women's tag match. Why is someone not coming to him going, we're not going to do this tonight? Or, hey, I hope you're not thinking of doing this tonight.
Yeah, that should be an audible. That should be some kind of audible, like gorilla. You know, especially if you've seen, you know, you saw what's going on in the other matches. Just go, hey, you gotta.
I didn't expect to see that move from Damian Priest. I don't care if I ever see that move from Damian Priest again. He doesn't need it. It doesn't even really make sense, to be honest with you, that he does that move.
He's done it before, right? I mean, that was in his wheel. That was in his repertoire. Yeah. But
he's done it a handful of times.
Why is this guy doing it?
Your giant champion, right? Your 6'6" monster.
6'8" monster. Let's do a middle rope tope con Hio. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
but I mean, I enjoyed the match for what it's worth.
Yeah, go ahead, EJ. Go ahead.
I enjoyed the match for what it was worth. You know, and even Drew taking care of Damian during that, when that happened, just trying to beat him up a little bit and everything and free him. I don't know if any of you guys caught it when the crowd was chanting, like, leave him there. And he's like, I can't win the match if he's tangled up like this.
Right.
So
that's pretty good on his part.
It was. So it just worked out perfectly. Damian retained.
Can't win the title like that.
Yeah. But it was still damn good. Like, it worked for Drew actually helping him out on top of making sure that there wasn't more damage done to his foot. But that worked out perfectly. They did it professionally as ever for that. And then match went on. Drew looked like he was going to win. We had a ref bump. And, honey, what happened?
Well, AJ, I'm glad you asked me, because I would like to let you know.
Well, it's as simple as this. Just when they think they got the answers, I change the culture.
happens when they think
CM Punk happened.
I have the answer, or they have the answers. I only count to two.
Yeah.
Count to two and gave him a big F you.
Like that? Right there?
There you go. Yep. Look at that. Well done.
Check out my new banner at PC Tunney on Twitter. And you'll know exactly what we're talking about. I thought you knew this was going to happen when you found out Punk went. And when asked about it in a pre-press conference over there, Hunter said, I'm not sure what's going to happen, but it's a long way to come just to be mad. Or something like that. But once you knew he was out there, you're like, okay, it's going to happen. Because I had, and I don't know if I had even convinced you guys last week too, that I was like, Drew's going to win. He'll cost him at SummerSlam. Makes more sense. But I guess why not have this match at SummerSlam instead? Looks like, obviously, Priest is going to take on Gunther. So, boy, we're all going to be sitting expecting Gunther to win that match, too. I can't wait to preview that one.
Well, I mean, here's the other thing, though, since we're done with the matches. How are we going to have that SummerSlam match if Drew quit?
All right, guy. You know I wasn't done. You knew where I was going. Go ahead. Ask the questions. How well can you do here?
How well can I do? So what do you think the angle's going to be since they, on Raw, Drew was trying to cut a promo. He was just completely frustrated. Just said, I quit. Walks out and Pierce tries to talk to him. Trips tries to talk to him. So how would booking by Tunney work here?
You know,
for
fucking
for SummerSlam,
son of a bitch. I thought the interview, I thought the promo in the ring was great. Drew comes out and this is really quick. He's like, this company, man, and CM Punk. You know what? I quit. That was it. It was brilliant. There was none of all this bullshit. It was just and then Adam to come out. So that's a great storyline though now, because Punk's not a full, well, I guess he is a full-time guy, but like they don't need them every week. They don't need them both every week. So here's some chance to get both of these guys a little bit of, I mean, Punk's had plenty of rest, right? But Drew can always use, you know, you don't have to put so much on these top guys anymore. They're going to be, they have to be, Dan, big, huge non-title match at SummerSlam, like we always have. We always, WrestleMania and SummerSlam always have like a huge marquee non-title match. Mania, too likely, but SummerSlam, from as long as I can remember now, has had that dream almost matchup-ish kind of event that also happens in concurrence with whatever they have going on in their top storyline, which is usually, sorry ladies, one of the men's belts. Recently, obviously, just Roman.
Well, it's been a bloodline for a while. but this is, I mean, huge, huge match. And yeah, definitely the one of the biggest marquee matches that is a non-title match, especially when you got CM Punk involved. And it's going to be interesting to see how they get them back into the fray. Because, you know, like, are they going to try and do some kind of unsanctioned, they'll call it an unsanctioned match where it's not really, you know, it's just them two beating the shit out of each other. Like, cause they can entice McIntyre to come back cause he can get his revenge on Punk while Punk taunts him all the way up until SummerSlam because he quit like a little baby, you know, kind
of
thing.
The winner of that match at SummerSlam also has to be the new number one contender, I think.
Yeah. For sure. Has to be, you know, that gets Punk into the title picture. McIntyre, obviously.
I think it's, yeah, I think McIntyre should win that. Because then he'll be able to face Gunther, save Punk to win the Rumble to beat Gunther at WrestleMania.
And Gunther McIntyre at Bash in Berlin.
But Gunther beats him.
Why not?
And Punk. And then Punk goes on and wins the Rumble and beats Gunther at Mania. Huh? You asked for it, AJ.
I did.
Donnie.
I did. Yeah, I mean, all good options. Obviously, they're going to have the SummerSlam match in some way, shape, or form, hook by crook, where Drew will probably, they'll bring him in for something to talk to him, and then he'll just be like, listen, I just want to beat the ever-living hell out of CM Punk. That's all I want to do. Don't make it an actual match. I want him bloodied, pillar to post, so he knows what exactly he's done to me. This is two times he screwed me over on my world championship.
All right, guys. By the lack of liquid in the can of beer I'm holding, that it's time for trivia. So after this commercial break, we'll be right back with some funky, phenomenally fresh trivia. This is DWI 437 right here. ChairShot Radio Network, part of the ChairShot.com.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out TheChairShot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, TheChairShot.com.
You're muted.
It's time for Phenomenal Funky Facts.
Damn it.
You're a
Phenomenal Funky Facts. I'm not hosting that. If I'm hosting it, I'm a late goddamn host. But yeah, Phenomenal Funky Facts. You got. I was trying to figure out what to do since now we got our whole Spy versus Spy video package for Money in the Bank. So it's going to be Money in the Bank related. And what better way than with a list with a little bit of a twist? So I have with me every Money in the Bank winner. So you can name me who won the Money in the Bank. But the catch is to get it correct, you have to guess who they also cashed it in on. Obviously, there's two that has a little difference to it, but you have to go with.
This isn't gonna last. This is the winner. This is gonna be really quick.
You just want to do the winners then?
Dan, do you know them all?
Well,
it's your turn. I didn't research. I thought about it doing it because I had a feeling this was going to happen, but I did not have time today. So
I didn't think it was going to be just yet. I figured it would be a little closer to Money in the Bank. I guess there's only a few weeks between it. So.
Yeah. If you want, we can just do the winners. It doesn't have to be who they cashed in on. We could just do the winners. Is that all right with you, Tony?
Sure. What is your segment?
All right. We'll just do the winners then.
Okay.
And then maybe we'll wrap back around to who got cashed in the most or something like that for normal trivia questions. But so we'll start off with you, Tony, then.
Okay.
Give me a name and I'll tell you they won. Yep, Punk is definitely one of them.
It's not a name. It's a sound.
Yeah, can you?
Oh, we knew what it was. Don't even.
There's my sound bites here. That'd be really cool, but I don't have enough fucking guys out here.
Yeah, so Punk being one of them, yep. Dan, Earl, two of them technically. He won it twice.
Right.
I'll go with Edge.
Yeah, Edge, winner of the first Money in the Bank. Sonny. Seth freaking Rollins, heist of the century. We could just keep going back and forth. I don't have to tell
it. We'll go with El Campeón.
Recent one, Damien.
Otis
is one of them.
Never forget.
One of those special ones that they did win it, but they weren't the one that cashed in.
Mm-hmm. How about the Brock party?
Boombox
Brock, yep. <Yeah. yo.
laughs>
already said him.
Sasha Banks.
Yeah. No, Sasha is not one of them. She did not win Money in the Bank.
She's money. She's money. She's Monet.
Nope.
Yes.
Well, I'm out.
Monet could have said Mella, because Mella is money.
And Mella is money. One. Yep. There you go.
Oh, Dan won.
Hey.
Dan
let's see
did win. That, was, other, that was.
The other ones I wrote down that I thought I had thought of was Cena.
Yeah, Cena won.
Corbin.
Corbin Becky, did not win. No, Corbin did win. Sorry, yeah, forgot Corbin about that.
Bailey, Liv, Nia, yeah.
Asuka.
Nia
Asuka won it.
Asuka cashed in.
She didn't cash in.
Wendy Richter, Cyndi Lauper, the great right, Moolah.
Shut up,
Mr. Kennedy.
Kennedy's the other one that
Kennedy.
Won it, but.
But lost it on a briefcase. They put up the briefcase in a match.
In the most bullshit way, pot. Did you ever hear that story about Kennedy with the briefcase?
That he didn't win?
No, he was supposed to win. He was supposed to cash it in on Taker.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But he was told that he had a torn bicep from the WWE doctors, so that's why he had to drop the briefcase to Edge, and then Edge cashed in. Then he got the diagnosis on his arm, and it was like a bruised muscle or something. It was like something very minimal that he didn't have to lose the briefcase to someone, but yeah.
And whose story was this?
Kennedy himself said it
on the rest of his show.
So.
The rest of his career is yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh, sure.
Took a good path after that.
Yes. That's why.
that's what Kennedy said. I'm not saying it's true or not. I just kind of wish I saw the mic drop with the belt at least one time. But
pop for the wrong substance at the wrong time. That's what happened.
That probably too.
There you
and
go.
Then the second, and then when you get fired by fucking up a suplex with Orton.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint people. I didn't study up today. Maybe I will and come back with everything next week for you in a special segment. Dan, congratulations. All right, folks, I want to make sure you remember to head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Check it out. Plenty of great designs. You can get that shirt in soft style as well. Tank tops, long sleeves, and hoodies available, I do believe. That's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
What do you mean it's last call?
Uncle Howdy. Eric Rowan as Bunny Rabbit. Joe Gacy as Husky Pig. Dexter Loomis as Mercy the Buzzard. And I personally do believe Nikki Cross is channeling Sister Abigail. What a fucking debut by the Wyatt Six. And I've gone on record in the Chairshot radio thread in saying that I think Bray Wyatt is the sixth member and his otherworldly entity and being can be involved in things and explain things for this group and be a huge helping hand in telling this story. I thought it was fun. I thought the dichotomy between Jay being out there and doing what he was doing and, in fact, in the back, the Wyatt Six is just, like, taking care of fucking business, right? I'm interested to see storyline wise where they're going to go with what, how far they went backstage. Right. And we talked about the Gable thing and we'll get into specifics, but I just want first reactions here from both of you as I'm giving mine. And after it was all done and I had watched it and I had thought about it and I was like, please, for the love of professional fucking wrestling, do not, like I'm doing right now, take forever to make a fucking point. Because you never made one when Bray Wyatt was around. Those stories, as fun and as amazing and as interesting as they were, never fucking went anywhere. In fact, they're like this car that sits in the parking lot at the building next door to where I work. This car has a front right tire that's been flat for 2 years. That and the Bray Wyatt storylines? Do you want to know what they had? They both weren't going anywhere. I really hope to God this goes somewhere, DP.
So I agreed. The cinematography, the cinematography. Cinematography. The way they brought this whole thing together. was fantastic. Starting with when Drew McIntyre quits and they walk the back with the camera, they walked the entire area of what they were going to do with the Wyatts and made sure to show all those sections exactly where the Wyatts were coming. Like they showed, pointed all those spots out and brought them all back at the end of the show. The Jey Uso being out there at the end was perfectly done, being the Yeeter of Worlds, and was basically taking over the Fireflies, and it was almost like passing the Fireflies back to the Wyatts. As he leaves, the Fireflies are already out. Here comes the Wyatts coming in. It was phenomenally done. And then walking through that backstage and showing basically everybody dead?
What if Jey Uso is the Yeeter of Worlds and is the sixth member?
That would be interesting.
I know, but it'd be cool. It'd be cool because you said Eater of Worlds first.
I did. Well, I didn't say.
You know. I'm going to tweet it first. Fuck you, man.
Quick, write that down. Write that down.
Like,
get that in copyright.
Just was fantastic. Like, yeah, the whole thing was just really well done. And then, like, leaves, like, just, I'm interested to see what's going to happen on Monday because all of Gorillaz got destroyed. And who's going to be running the show? Like, obviously, like, okay, you could say, like, well, they have a week to rebuild all that shit, but it'd be kind of cool if they start the show with that chaos in the back and having no idea what to fucking do. Like, there's nobody running the show, basically, would be really interesting. I'll second the fact that I hope they actually do go somewhere with this thing. But it's like the presentation of that was just fantastic. And I'm excited to see where they go. I think they might get a sixth member. I'd be interested. You know, Alexa Bliss was always talked about being put in there. They want to do two women and have her and Nikki Cross in there would be interesting. But it was a hell of a debut. I can tell you that.
Yeah, without a doubt, hell of a debut because they did that long pan and then suddenly lights going out and I'm like, oh, they're actually doing this finally. Cause I'm with Tunny where everything that they had with Bray Wyatt, and it's the reason why I'm like, yay, he's having a match with LA Knight at the Rumble. Woo. Is because it started off going nowhere and it ended going nowhere. So I was with Tunny where I'm just like, so what are we doing now? Like, the Fiend made so much sense where as soon as he's in a match with someone, and if he beats them, they're back to their best form. Now what are we doing here? But as soon as they came out, the lights went out. I mean, obviously, they didn't kill everyone. At least we know, as I preluded to before, Chad Gable, RIP Shorty G,
Gable.
Wondering what to do with the last 48 hours of his life. We saw he got bludgeoned by Ramblin' Rabbit. And a few others got knocked out. I think some people are saying, like, Gunther might have been one.
It was too hard to tell.
It was too hard to tell because, like, it was so it was pitch black. You can barely tell. Like, you can.
I would have thought.
See,
if it was another superstar, I would have thought, like, because they might specifically zoomed in on Chad Gable to show Chad Gable. Like, I would have thought if there had been another, if there would have been another one, they would have really tried to show the face. I don't know.
Yeah.
So there were clues to Chad Gable. There was CG on it. There was also a thing that said in a one of those QR code things that said,
"You stop saying thank you.
You used to be different. You stop saying thank you." So that could be their first feud. I think Gable's. They took him off the WWE roster. I think he's going to TNA. I think they're going to send him down there to become a champion, and he's going to come back and become a world champion, not an IC champion.
Well, I mean it could work. Currently, the TNA champion is Moose, and I mean we already have PCO that's already there, so you already have the undead Frankenstein, so you can have another undead creature there. That works.
That would be an interesting way to go, you know, especially if they want to do, you know, we always talked about that, you know, are they going to send anybody to TNA?
Yeah, because we had a bunch of things with TNA happening. Obviously, Battleground had Jordan Grace come in. Well, they did, actually, because TNA had a pay-per-view and Tatum Paxley challenge.
And Hedges just showed up on NXT and made a bigger debut than Okada, Ospreay, and Sasha combined.
Yeah, and Frankie Kazarian was also in that NXT Battle Royal as well. So,
and when I say bigger folks, I mean statistically wise on social media, like 3.5 million to like 2 million combined for the other three. Yeah.
I think today it got to 5.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just like when we talk about WWE is not in the same, like, is an apple compared to the oranges of every other wrestling company in the world. Like, that's the truth, you guys. So just there's no reason to be stupid about it. That's all I got this week. Anything we didn't touch on or you wanted to reiterate that we went through before we get out of here, AJ?
Not really. Just wondering what's going to happen with the Wyatt Six, really. Where, I mean, even Jay was like, if you want the Fireflies back, you can have the Fireflies back. I'm not messing with them. Absolutely not. No. So I would like to see maybe Raw on Monday. It starts off black, and then you just have like someone in the gorilla, where it's like someone like whoever had the big mallet just like pretending like they're fixing a desk, and then suddenly lights come back on, and you have like everyone kind of 1,000-yard stared, like nothing went wrong. We're back to our previously scheduled programming, and then everything, and then thumbs up and everything else.
It'll be interesting to see how they play that. DP?
Yeah, I'm looking forward.
Thoughts on anything, something we missed?
Nothing we missed. I'm just looking forward to, again, some great transitions and where we're going with all this different stuff, because they really are starting a path to SummerSlam, you know, with Drew McIntyre and CM Punk. Wyatts are coming in and cause chaos. I'm curious to see how Raw starts and just... Yeah, I mean, just fantastic stuff. As it's been.
2 weeks from this coming Saturday. That's the poster, folks. Go check it out. Money in the Bank poster. It's Jey Uso holding a briefcase that says, "Yeet in the bank." I would like to see bitch underneath the bank. Part two. Yeet in the bank, bitch. 2 weeks. So, yeah, we're going to get in. We're gonna start previewing Money in the Bank next week. We're just gonna talk about it for the next 2 weeks. There's no reason not to. It's an amazing event. It's an amazing creation. It creates amazing storylines and opportunities, and I can't fucking wait. I would say easily, and I bet you both would agree that Jey Uso is probably the odds-on favorite, regardless of being on the poster or not, to take home the men's Money in the Bank. But we will get to all that next week. If Big Dave wants on next week, we will have him as well. But I guarantee you he'll be on the week after that for the preview of Money in the Bank. If you're not listening to everything on Chairshot Radio Network, you're missing out, because Bandwagon Nerds, Hockey Talk is almost over, but Musical Chairs is coming in here right after Florida finally takes care of business. Or could Edmonton be that team NHL is where it happens to come back from 3-0. We'll see what happens. The boys got you up to date there on Tuesdays. Greg DeMarco show, him and Patrick Riddell, whenever they feel like getting out of bed and doing work, they'll be on there. No big deal. Thursdays, we got the Big Four / Big Five. I could do that. You know, you got DWI Friday mornings. Saturday's a Mindless Wrestling Podcast. And the reason that I am telling you all of this as we head into the end of our show is because, one, Ray Cashington's, I believe it's the original variant because that's my favorite one, is back with a brand new show. And you won't believe who he's back with. None other than Chair Shot legend, Outsiders Edge member, Carl is back. Ray and Carl back front and center with the new sports podcast. You'll be able to listen to that Sunday mornings. Starting when, PC, they say? PC says, this Sunday, motherfuckers. This Sunday. AJ? Where can everybody find?
How the hell do I top that? I mean, you can follow me at Phenomenal AJB.
I'm having a really good show. Besides trivia, I'm having a really good show.
Yeah, we definitely have been. And then we're not just podcast lore, we're articles.
I said I'm having a really good show.
Oh, okay, cool. So you can follow me at Phenomenal AJB, AJB in all caps. And remember, we're not just particles. Wow, I need another one.
We are cinematography.
Cinematography and particles galore.
And ions and bosons.
And atoms. But we're not just articles galore.
You're an atom.
Or podcast. God, you know what? Dan, where can they find you? We're not just podcasts, we're articles.
I fucked around, and then he just comes on and says, you're an atom. And that was true. There was only truth out of all the horseshit. And AJ's like, I will not stand for the truth, DP. Fuck you.
But yeah, we also have articles over at thechairshot.com.
Oh, you can find me all over the worldwide social media interwebs at It's Me, DPP. And this show at Podcast DWI on the X-Force and Facebook.com/DWI Podcast. And not only RIP Chad Gable, but RIP Donald Sutherland. Hell of an actor. Ah. Fantastic actor. And passed away,
you
unfortunately.
You want to hear more thoughts on that in more depth, I'm sure. Turn into Bandwagon Nerds Monday morning. And we'll cover that properly. So, yeah, great call, DP. RIP there. You can follow me at PC Tunney. Make sure you listen to everything Chair Shot Radio Network. I just spelled it out for you. If you like sports, if you like entertainment, or if you like sports entertainment, we have got you covered. Look at that. We did it again for the Horror 137th time for AJ Belez, DPP, and PC Tunney. This is DWI on Chair Shot Radio Network. Goodbye.
A good show. I thought he'd do it.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us.
Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination.
One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.